later today. Don't be a victim, be a victim. Don't be a victim, be a victim. Today, I think you may notice, as well as I do, that we're kind of creating a culture of victimhood, encouraging and seeing people who play the victim card. But it's not the good type of victim. We see people who never take responsibility for any of their actions. They make excuses and blame others for their shortcomings. And what happens is they get frozen at a particular stage in their life, right? They have very little self-agency for themselves. They hold grudges against others, constantly complaining that things are not fair for them. And our culture, again, I think, is creating and encouraging it. We tell people, oh, it's not your fault that things are going bad for you. It's someone else's fault, some other group of people's fault. We allow people to feel sorry for themselves. So that's the bad type of victim. That's not the type of victim we want to be. But there is a good type of victim, the type of victim that Jesus was. As we heard in our Passion narrative today, Jesus offers himself as a sacrificial victim. There's this phrase, this reality called exitus and reditus. Exitus, obvious enough, you know, we have our exit signs. Exitus means to come out of, right? Reditus means to return. So exitus, reditus. And to realize that everything has been created by God, everything has come from God, exitus. But that's in order so that it will return to God. Even at the Mass, we have two of those movements at the altar, right? The bread, the wine, comes from God out of his goodness. We receive that and we offer it back to him, reditus. And then he gives it back to us as Jesus, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And then we offer Jesus, the living Christ, to God the Father. Exitus, reditus. Exitus, reditus. Jesus' whole life was that, coming from the Father and then giving himself back to the Father. Jesus' last words, he says, it is finished. It is finished. What is finished? Well, his total self-offering, his Holocaust offering, his being a victim, offering himself to the Father, ultimately on the cross. All of that is finished. As we heard in our Passion today. Friends, this Passion narrative that we just heard isn't meant just to be a nice story. You know, look how much Jesus loved us. It's meant to be an example for us. It's meant to be a model for us to follow. Jesus' life is meant to be replicated within us. We're meant to make our lives an offering to God, a sacrifice. Maybe not actually dying as Christ did, but maybe. We need to be open to that possibility. Nevertheless, we are meant to offer our lives totally in return to him. St. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Paul says in his second letter to Timothy, I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. A drink offering, a libation, a type of sacrifice, where you just pour the wine or the valuable liquid right on the ground as a sacrifice. The saints, the martyrs, they always talked this way, making an offering to God, making an offering of themselves. They wanted to live their lives for the gospel and to offer themselves to God as Christ did. And it's a beautiful thing when we think about it. Jesus' life, his passion, his death, resurrection, his life as an offering that will look different in each and every person. The offering of oneself is different for a mother than for a religious sister. It's different for a widower than it is for a teenager. It's different for a husband than it is for a priest. Different from a teacher, from a plumber. Sometimes we get this idea that to be holy, to be a saint, They're all the same. They're just like robots. They're just cookie cutter. And that's so far from the truth, right? The saints were the most unique, the most interesting, the most diverse characters ever to live. So what is your offering to God? How are you doing in making your life, your entire life, a sacrificial offering to the Father? What does making your life a sacrificial offering look like? Well, I think it means having a predisposition always to say yes when things are asked of us. Yes, we may discern and ultimately say no, but we shouldn't be ultimately always closed off. No, our predisposition should be, yes, I have the opportunity to give more. I can give more. It means I can always give more of my time, my talent, my treasure. I can give more of myself. St. Paul says, your life is not your own. You have been bought with a price. You have been bought with a price. Many of you know of Fulton J. Sheen. He wrote a famous book called The Priest Is Not His Own. The Priest Is Not His Own. And it's obligatory reading for any young man considering the priesthood, but I think all of us here can learn a lot from it. And Fulton J. Sheen is very humble. He says, in the first page and a half, he says, you know, if you just read this page and a half, you really don't need to read the rest of the book. This first page and a half, this is the idea, this is the whole point of the book, yada, yada, yada. And he says, on that first page and a half, he says he contrasts the old covenant sacrifices with the new covenant sacrifices. In the old covenant, the priest always offered sacrifices that were external to him. Yeah, you might have had to pay for the goat or the lamb or the cereal offering or the wine you poured on the ground, whatever. But that's external to them. The sacrifice was external to the priest. The victim was not the priest. In the new covenant with Christ, it's different. The priest doesn't offer something external. The priest offers himself as victim. The whole idea the priest is not his own is that the priest is meant, his whole life, meant to be given as a victim to God and for others. And the reality is, through your baptism, you partake in Jesus' priesthood. So you are called as well to make that self-offering of yourselves. How do you want to feel on your deathbed? I think this is a great kind of mental practice and reflection to go on. What do you want to see when you look back on your life? I've used this image before, but I think it's relevant and most of us can relate to it. Coming back into the locker room after a big game. Coming back into the locker room after a basketball game, a tennis match, a football game, a hockey game. And there's two ways we can feel when we come back into that locker room. One is come back, not sweating at all. My hair is still combed to the side nicely. My jersey still has the nice creases in it. I have all the energy in the world. That's one option. The other option is you come back to the locker room, you're just drenched to sweat. You got blood on you because you got in a fight. You have a bruise because you blocked the puck to save a goal. You're so tired that you just sit down in your locker and you can't even bend over to untie your skates. Right? You've left it all on the ice. You've left it all on the field. Like, that's what we're called to do with our life, is to be able to say, all right, Lord, I left it all out there. I got nothing left to give. I think about this quite a lot. I'm not there yet. I still have a lot to give of myself. I still hold myself back. But I wouldn't be. I'd be thrilled if I spent myself and died at the age of 45. So be it. I got nothing to save myself for. Every Mass is that reality. We have that intentional offering of ourselves. We have Jesus here. We offer him to the Father. But again, we unite ourselves. We put ourselves on the paten. Because we're not just the priests, we are also the victim offering Jesus, offering ourselves to the Father. A great way to foster this disposition, this attitude that we should always have of wanting to make an offering to God is that of the morning offering. The morning offering. And there's different versions, but simply put, you know, first thing you do, roll out of bed. For me, I'm half asleep. I get my knees on the ground and I'm leaning on my bed, on my mattress. And I mumble to myself, Jesus, through the most immaculate heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, my sufferings of this day, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world. I offer it for the reparation of sins, conversion of sinners, union of all Christians. I offer it for the intentions of bishops, apostles of prayer, or Holy Father. And then I kneel down and I kiss the ground, I kiss the floor, and I say, Servium, Servium. Our school kids know that means I will serve. Servium, I will serve. My friends, don't hold anything back from the Lord, what he asks of you. Don't be afraid to give more and more to God. Don't be afraid to be a victim, to pour yourselves out totally for him. This may or may not mean literal martyrdom. Either way, we're called to give ourselves back to God, to spend ourselves entirely for God. Make your entire life, your entire being, an offering to God.